right. BA started up. Let's go to a show where we're rocking all night. I got an army, wanna party with 30 extra guys from the dusk to dawn till our minds are gone. Hang out with hangovers and hit up a con. Houston, Texas, are you feeling the love from a giant rocket ship coming down from above? Well,
Space City Nerd.
Don't you know, well,
Space City Nerd.
That's right, we're the kings and the queens of the things that you deem absurd. Sing it with me, y'all.
Space City Nerd.
All right, nerdcore.
Got that.
Chip tune.
Got that.
Read the magazine to check out the podcast. Action figures.
Got that.
Board games.
Got that.
TV shows and video games. Yeah, we got that. Take flight on a broken satellite. All right.
Comic-Palooza 2015 is almost here. You'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. Hear super cool musical acts. Experience crazed cosplay events. Rowdy professional wrestlers. Raucous roller derby girls. Literally thousands of hours of programming and so much more. Remember, Comic-Palooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas. Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd to 25th. Get your passes today. Head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.
Hey!
Welcome to the 86th edition of the Space City Nerd podcast. We just did that because Henry Winkler's going to be at Comic Palooza.
Happy days!
86.
So tonight, Sean's here with me.
You can't see it, but I had a comb in my hand.
Can't see it, but there's a shark underneath me.
And Ryan's on. So, as you heard, this is our, I guess, our road to Comic Palooza is coming to an end.
And like a climax.
I mean, it's we see the exit sign for it, but we're like hitting the gas. We are merging into the highway of Comic Palooza.
No, our GPS told us to get off the feeder now, but we're like a feeder early from where we're actually supposed to go.
Honestly, we're seeing the signs now that says bridge out on Tuesday, but we're just accelerating. We're the speed bus. We're the bus from Speed to Comic Palooza. We can't go under 55 miles per hour.
So we're hauling ass to Comic Palooza. Is that better instead of ending the trip?
Yeah, no, it's not an ending. It comes to a completion or something.
Yeah, it stops when Keanu Reeves fights Dennis Hopper.
Are we Thelma and Louising this? Like, jumping over the cliff?
Living on the cliff and falling into the lap of Henry Winkler.
I think this is going to end the way that one shot in the new Terminator trailer goes, where it's like the bus does like five flips up in the air on the bridge for some reason.
And then Sean jumps out the helicopter and uses his body as a missile.
I'm just like, I'll be back. Hey!
Oh, man. So, yeah, as you heard right now, that was a Comic Palooza commercial done by Kyle Ebert, which hopefully we'll have some communication with him at the show. Please, Kyle Ebert, pay attention to us. We have a very, very special show. We actually recorded the interview parts earlier. We're very excited. You know, as you probably read in the podcast description, the one and only Booker T is going to be on here. WWE legend. I mean, I was incredibly nervous to record him. That's going to show. And I apologize for that. Also, Ming Chen from Comic Book Men joined us to talk about podcasting and technology and him pirating Clerks as a young person off a laser disc.
Laser disc, son. Laser disc.
And also about craft beer for a little bit. Great times and all. So before we get started,
I got a quick question though. My memory is like a little hazy. Like, how big were laser discs? Like, how many beers could you fit on a laser disc?
Laser disc is as big as a record.
I thought it was bigger than that.
Or we thought probably bigger than a record. Yeah, bigger than a record.
A little bit bigger, yeah.
Yeah, but so it's an optical disc, but a record size. That's freaking insane.
See, giant if I had a CD. Bar, all the waitresses would bring out the drinks on like converted laser discs.
Okay, yeah, it's like it has to be converted because they don't slide off. You just have a bunch of servers spilling beers everywhere.
Yeah, you can have the Dune platter and the Godfather platter.
You know, actually, the first time I ever watched Waterworld was through Laserdisc.
Oh,
I remember how
I envy you, sir.
I remember how sought after the Roger Rabbit Laserdisc was.
Oh man, but that's just but Roger Rabbit is just a somewhat sought after movie. To
get yeah, but you know why?
What up?
Because there's a scene that you can kind of pause and Jessica Rabbit's falling.
Oh,
and, oh yeah.
Yeah, the naughty bits were there and stuff, and
naughty bits, that one frame. Like,
oh, yeah.
And that kind of clarity was only possible
through Laserdisc.
Roger Rabbit laser.
Oh man, so.
Oh, there it is! What a crap! Thank you, internet.
Oh, so we're all from Houston and all that, and even though we're not, some of us aren't huge sports fan, you can still kind of feel the excitement of
there's
a sports
like four
team winning.
Frames of it.
And you're still going on about that.
Red
no,
Nation,
go
right?
Ahead. Sorry. Yeah.
What was that, Sean?
Red Nation, am I right?
Oh, man. Enough with the innuendos and entendres. Let's go.
I'm sorry.
But you can still feel the energy and excitement when a local sports team is winning. Right now, the Rockets are in the conference finals. Mm-hmm. Go Rockets on my behalf. Yeah. Ryan, Sean, back
yeah,
me up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are they fighting?
California.
Ah,
the
I hate
entire
California.
State of California.
First
it took on LA, and now we're taking Oakland.
More like California.
Maybe we'll beat it so bad the earthquake will finally make it fall into the ocean.
Oh, come on.
Jeez. This podcast brought to you by San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Dwayne
featuring The Rock.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
No, it's San Andreas, a movie with The Rock. It's a disaster movie where he's a helicopter pilot, I think, while the big earthquake is going on.
Why would someone like The Rock be a helicopter pilot? Wouldn't he be like a fireman or something?
Know. Also, wasn't there an episode of Eek the Cat where everything else sank down instead of California?
Sure.
I just wrote that in
my head. Let me check my Eek the Cat DVD.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
I think there's an Eek the Cat fan site somewhere on GeoCities. Maybe Ming Chen put it up.
Oh man! All right, go Rockets!
Yeah, go. I'm not. I don't even have the energy anymore to cheer after all this.
Yeah, you do, because we came back from 3-1. I mean that. Yes, we did that. It only happened 9 times on all of the NBA history, and one of the other times was when the Rockets did it back in '94. So
true story is really cool. I was watching the game. I was also. I think that's all I was doing that night. But I was watching the game, and I was talking to a couple of buddies that were also watching the game. And by halftime or so, we were down like 19 points, like a stupidly horrible score. And so all of them were like, yeah, I'm just going to turn this off. And everybody did. And ended up seeing the glory of the Rockets just like zooming right past them to win by 12 points.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was beautiful, and then apparently, like a bunch, like everyone else was like, "Damn it, I missed this. I can't believe I turned this off." You know, halfway through the game.
Yeah, like, because a lot of the people were like, "Oh, I don't want to watch them lose," and then they turned it off. And then little did they know.
You see, like me and Jesus, like we grew up on wrestling, so we know it's never actually over until it's over, right?
Yeah, never turn it off. You know.
What was that? What was that football game from like last year where like all the fans left the stadium? And then the team came back to win, and they're all, like, locked out of the stadium, just, like, watching on, like, the closed-set monitor TVs. What city was that? It was, like, Philadelphia?
I forget, but it's, like...
Didn't you tell me someone, I think it was you, Jesus, someone, when the Rockets was trailing during the halftime, they were, like, $2,000.
I was on a basketball forum. Not normally there, but it was just fun to watch all the reactions and all that when the thing came around. Someone actually bet $2,000 as soon as the Rocket started trailing.
I don't know. I didn't even know you could bet that late in the game.
I don't know. I don't know. But, well, I mean, maybe it was at the beginning or something, and they were just trying to prove it then.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But they lost $2,000 on that game.
Yeah. Ha ha. That's what you don't have when you don't
believe
in
the profits. What internet forum were you on where, like, the betting was actually taken seriously, though?
Hey, moving on. You can bet internationally.
Yeah, but I mean, like me posting in a Reddit that I'm betting $2,000 doesn't mean I have to actually pay $2,000, right?
It was a screenshot of their, like...
Oh, of their bank account?
Not their bank account, but their screenshot of the transaction.
Oh, so they went to, like, a bookie.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought it was, like, somebody put their PayPal information on 4chan, and they were just like, if the Rockets win, everybody on this forum that posts dubs gets $10.
No.
Well, either he had to pay up or his legs were broken, so.
Yeah.
Well, if you bet internationally and you lose and you don't pay up, what are they going to do to you if they can't reach your kneecaps?
They're going to send someone that they found on Silk Road to come get you.
On Silk Road, geez.
Yeah. I mean, and hey, you gotta be careful because even the Fonz can't talk his way out of a bookie beating. Hey.
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 Well, look, if we've only been 10 minutes, we're already talking about illegal gambling and also, you know...
Illegal pirating.
Dirty parts and laser discs.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of Holly Wood now from Cool World, and she's not as pretty as Jessica Rabbit.
You're falling down that rabbit hole, aren't you?
Yeah. Ryan, stop, please. Not during this recording. Like, this is one of our better shows. Do not stop. I would it be okay to say that it's typical of you to just kind of make our heads like hang in shame?
That's what I do. Shame you all. Anyway, moving on. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's do that. So, of course, we're excited about Comicpalooza coming up this weekend. You know, we're going to be deeply involved in it. We have a live podcast on Saturday from 1 to 2. Not sure where yet, but you know we're going to be bragging all about it. We have some really cool guests lined up. I don't want to say who yet because it's kind of really totally awesome for them to come out and do what they're going to do. So we were looking at some of the panels that are going to happen.
Oh yeah.
And each of us, we kind of divided. There's 17 pages worth of panels.
Yeah, you can't go to all of them. If you try, nope. There's no possible way, unless you're like a hero that can multiply themselves.
Or you're that chick from that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. finale.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm the only one. All right.
But no, it's a ton of panels. Like, there's so much programming going on that, yeah, you can't catch everything. So we picked up our choices of what there is to see.
This is the Spacey Nerd Editor's Choice.
So, Sean, you're up first.
All right. So basically, should we let them know that we kind of broke it down by... basically, kind of segments.
Yeah, so
I'm like kind of like the first match that you can kind of go to. Right off the bat, you know, you got Rudy Campos at RCC Creations. He's doing like a special effects body painting panel Friday morning at 10 a.m. He does amazing, awesome work. So I would recommend going to check that out. And he's going to be on like a game show network.
A reality TV show.
So it's like you get to see him like... before, like, he goes on TV and gets, like, even more famous. Which he will, because, like I said, he's got amazing skills.
Well, not only that, he's, he went to the World Body Painting Competition last
year. Yeah.
And in Belgium.
TV.
Yeah.
They have TV in Belgium, too, you know.
Well, he brought back sixth place, so he's, like, the sixth best, you know, body painter in the world.
Right. And he's going to be on a reality show with, like, I guess a couple people that just, like, spray paint, you know, soccer jerseys onto women at bars. Who knows? All right, but after that, you know, Friday, 3:30 p.m., there's a Haley Atwell Q&A. I mean, it's Haley Atwell, and don't you want to go check out Captain America's girlfriend and see what she has to say? I mean, she's a pretty badass character in her own right, you know. Because they just announced that they were renewing Agent Carter for another season.
Say,
so
Yep.
It's kind of really good timing to kind of, you know, see what's going on with that. And I think they also announced that she was going to be in Captain America Civil War somehow. So.
What?
Yeah.
How? But didn't she?
She didn't.
Did she pass away in the
I mean, not going into too deep spoilers, but I mean, could be flashbacks. I mean,
oh, it's flashbacks. That's true. Flashbacks.
Yeah, there could be things inside Captain America's head.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because yeah, she was like super old and about to pass away in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, super sad.
Maybe somehow. Oh, never mind. Nothing.
Other going on? There's one I'm kind of curious to check out at 5:30 called "Video Gaming Is Pop Culture," with major studio films such as Pixels and Wreck-It Ralph, along with seemingly endless slew of gaming documentary films, are video games about to follow the comic book industry's lead into the movie world, which I think that's kind of a relevant kind of topic to kind of look into, you know?
Yeah. So they're basically
Are we about to hit that golden age where it's like they start actually making good video game movies?
Oh, I thought they were just talking about Pixels, the movie with Adam Sandler.
No, I mean, but they're kind of using that as an example of just like, well, maybe this is kind of finally the, you know, because for a while there were no good comic book movies, and then it happened, and then
Nintendo will release another Mario movie, and then there'll be an NC Nintendo Cinematic Universe.
What if it's Mario Brothers directed by Guillermo del Toro?
Ooh. And they make a cinematic universe, and they all culminate to playing.
Exactly.
And it all culminates into a race at the end.
It's phase one, and we're building our way towards Super Smash Brothers.
What if it's just Brad Bird doing a Mario's movie?
Brad Bird, that would be amazing. Brad Bird should do all things in Nintendo. isn't he going to make another Incredibles? As I heard, I think.
Yeah, that's coming out.
Sweet.
Well, just to kind of wrap mine up, there's a Joel Hodgson panel at 5 o'clock. I mean, it's Joel Hodgson. He's just a guy named Joel. Nothing different from you or me.
My name is not Joel.
And then finally, lightsaber choreography workshop and panel discussion for Star Wars fans. So with all the, you know, Star Wars coming up and the, you know, those lightsabers, but the side sabers, I need to learn how to swing one of those like a professional.
The cross guards.
Exactly. The lightsaber game has changed, and you don't want to be left in the dust swinging your lightsaber like it's a broomstick.
So now that Star Wars is coming back into the, you know, to the forefront of the pop culture stuff, you better learn how to swing a lightsaber. You know, ladies are going to love that.
Exactly.
You go to a bar, you pull that out, you know, and you start just whipping it around.
No. It's like, I hear, and I've got sources, I see you also
have a Schwartz.
What's that, Sean?
I hear that there are women that enjoy Star Wars. Don't ask me my sources, but, you know.
I see you also have a Schwartz.
And then wrapping it up, the first one I saw was like Saturday, May 23rd, 12:30, Booker T and Reality of Wrestling. Ooh. Big show. Saturday at 12:30, panel room 14. So I don't know if that's an actual wrestling or if that's a never mind, it is a Q&A. But it's a Q&A. You can ask them how they look so good and take awesome, you know, bumps and why reality wrestling is so freaking awesome.
Yeah, I apologize,
Booker T, but don't go to the Q&A. Go to the Space City Nerd Live podcast instead.
Oh,
Well, you can always go on Sunday at 1 p.m. because that's there. He's doing that again the next day.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's share the love.
Share the love. So you can go up them and then Booker T, how is wrestling formed?
So what about you, Ryan? You got your picks.
So on 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, Comic Book Man is going to have a Q&A. So later on, you're going to hear... Ming Chen, we have a great conversation with Ming Chen, and he, not to spoil the conversation, not to get far ahead of myself, he does say he really likes talking about how podcasting works, and this is kind of where you can learn more about that, and so super excited for that. At the same time, because you got to pick.
Can you not? If not, there's going to be competition, and I mean that.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
All right. Right. I'm just saying, Linda Blair.
Ming Chen's teach you everything that he wants you to know, but not everything that Ming Chen knows.
Yeah, I'm just saying Linda Blair at the same time too. Linda Blair. At 4 o'clock though, we spoke to astronaut Dr. Stan Love last year, and he is totally awesome.
He's an awesome dude.
And he is covering something really, really frightening, which is near-Earth asteroids. So I'm really interested in that, and I really don't want to die in an asteroid fire or however asteroids decide to kill us.
How would you survive that, though?
I won't.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
I mean, it's an asteroid. It kind of... Yeah. Well, that's the period on the humanity's reign.
They also will mention that they're gonna have the near Earth asteroids that can come and like drill and like get resources from those asteroids. So near Earth asteroids might not be that bad because they might miss Earth, but we can get them and then drill them and then be like, hey, look, helium.
So basically, what you're saying is Stan Love is looking for a team of people that need to go an asteroid to drill it.
Yes, and Sean, I don't want to close my eyes. And I don't want to fall asleep because I'll miss you, baby. So this is NC-17. So not the asteroid thing. Not the asteroid thing. This next one will be NC-17. That's what it says, though. But our friends, those damn dames, are going to have a Nerdlesque 101, full frontal nerdity. So they're going to... cosplay meets the art of striptease, and that's going to be at 5:30. So please check them out. It's, you know, I know some people are like, hey, it's like stripping. No, it's not. There's an art to it, and they will show you what that art, the art of the tease. That's right. Is that what they say?
We need to go because we got to get ready for our Shreklesque.
Yeah, Shreklesque. Yeah.
It is always an awesome show with them. Always.
Yeah,
100%.
Last not least, but you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. At 7 p.m., there's going to be the cosplay contest, and you know, it's always big, it's always huge. Going to see what people will bring out. There's literally not last year, but a year before, there was a guy that did a full Iron Man suit. It looks so freaking like the movies. Literally, His face mask even lifts up and down. The lights turn on. The light generator turns on. So I was
talking to
that
guy.
Dark reactor. My bad. I'm not a big nerd. Anyway, I was talking to that guy. He actually works for a plastics manufacturing, and he actually manufactured all the thing. And I'm like, dude, that's cheating. You know, some guy out there trying to build it out of paper mache, and you actually have a manufacturing machine to do it, but still.
I mean, careful, really cool. His boss might be listening.
I think he is the boss because he has access to it. So
it's like, I thought you were working on our 2015 projections. Yes. He's made himself an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, and then he's like, pew, and then he hits him with a laser. You know, photon cannon.
Just blast.
Yeah, and then also later on that night, also there's Doomsday Wrestling. So those guys are always fun to watch.
Yeah, they are. So for me, we do have some music from the Brothers Grimm. I just wanted to make sure people knew about it. They're going to be playing Saturday at 4:15 p.m. at the Music Hall. Big Data, which we also play tonight, will be on at 10:30 p.m. on Friday. Really cool guy. We're actually going to be talking to him at the convention itself, so it's going to be cool. And also the Madman crew that we also had on here to talk about, they're going to be playing on Sunday at 7:10 p.m. also at the Music Hall.
Yeah, check out their music, dude. I should just check out this week. It's cool.
It's
Madman crew?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then there's actually, on Sunday, there's actually two presentations I want to go to. I'm a big space fan.
Space.
I love space, yes. There's one that's called Ready for Liftoff, but it's showing you like how technology that NASA created gets used here on Earth as well. It says it's in the child science faction. I still want to go, though. But at the same time, there's also landing humans on Mars. Better bring a really big parachute. So that's kind of cool too. It's actually about getting people onto Mars, and that's at the same time. So I don't know what to do. And then also at 5 o'clock on Sunday, Reality Wrestling is going to be doing, and they're going to be wrestling that at 5 o'clock. And
that's going to be a pretty awesome show. They've pretty much, from, I guess, can we talk about kind of like what we talked with Booker T? Is just like, this isn't just like, you know, like a little Compalooza sample. This is an actual like show for the company right there. So
yeah, it's
definitely cool. Check that out.
Oh no, Booker T gave us the description of the show for them, for what it is for them, and it's their WrestleMania. So it's their big event,
mm-hmm.
You know, so they're going to be pulling out all the stops and all that. If you listen to our show with Brad Gilmore, he kind of dropped some hints as to what was going to be going on as well. And also, at 7 o'clock on Sunday, I love the name of this, this panel, Gohan with Your Bad Self. So, voice actor Kyle Albert, who does Gohan and Dragon Ball Z. He also does the narrator. He does Ox King. Just
next time on Dragon Ball.
That guy. Yeah. So he's going to talk about Dragon Ball Z, which I really like and stuff. And, you know.
You really like Dragon Ball Z.
And right. Then also, I imagine, because I know Rex had to work late tonight, I imagine he'd like to go here. There is an old school anime fandom panel, which is like talking, once again, about laser discs. And stuff, you know. It's just like there was a DVD documentary that I watched that was called like Otaku Now or something, and it touched on like what it was to be like an anime fan back in the day. And man, it was suffering, like getting like not even third hand but like 16th hand, you know.
Yeah,
VHS tapes with subtitles.
Yeah, you pay up the butt, and then you get like a third recording, some record off a recording for your Sailor Moon DVDs, and you only get like two episodes for tape. It's horrible.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like, were there ever any anime laserdiscs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I saw Planet Anime back in the day.
Oh wow.
Sean, it was a disc. It was, you know, futuristic, so it had to come from Japan.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't ever thought about it that way. I mean. They do all the animation in Taiwan anyway.
Korea.
That would be kind of cool to see like how anime fans suffered before, you know, all this stuff was readily available.
I want the kids to know how hard it was for us back then. Because now I'm like, oh, Crunchyroll is on everything.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you can take your phone out and watch like something that's airing at the same time. You know.
Yeah, you know.
On Sunday at 8:30... Dem Dam Dames are going to be actually doing a presentation of their Lord of the Rings, which is a burlesque version of Lord of the Rings.
It's going to be awesome.
Ryan, the Pasadena Paranormal Research Team is going to be doing a presentation on Monday.
Okay.
At 1 p.m. It's America's Haunted Road Trip.
Ooh. So I would like to go on that road trip. Once I go on that road trip and I come back and I'm like possessed, and I'd be like not the same anymore. You know, my name is William Smith from 1980.
I had found this doll in this old house. I'm sure it's safe.
Oh, no. So quick aside. We so I work for the Chronicle, and on the third floor of the Chronicle, there's like kind of old stuff and like just a bunch of like old equipment, and it's like people haven't really touched. It's kind of like, I guess, the warehouse in the middle of the building. So we were looking at it because, like, oh, cool, old typewriters. Oh, cool, printing presses. Oh, old, cool. And this one of my coworkers found a doll. And she's like, oh, a doll. And she's about to reach for it. I'm like, don't you dare touch that doll. We are getting the hell out of here right now. That doll is probably haunted. I came back looking for that doll just to see who it was. It was gone.
Wow.
So
you know where it is?
I don't know. I came back the next day because to go back when it was brighter, because we went around 5 o'clock, so it was a little darker then. I went around like 10 a.m. to around that area, and I'm like, Doss not there. You know, someone took it.
I know where it is.
A ghost. It's not behind me.
It's behind
There's
you.
There's a wall behind me. There's a wall behind me.
Yeah, but who doesn't – who's not – who can't – yeah. You never know. Wall. Like, Yeah, the doll can be pressing up against the wall. Oh, and...
don't you ever hear scratching late at night?
So screw you guys. I'm
So on also on Monday at 2:30, a presentation with Kevin Eastman talking about everything Ninja Turtles and stuff. And of course, I would love to sit in and listen to him talk about Ninja Turtles and how he doesn't like that Casey Jones new helmet, just like I don't. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not.
I mean, it's not like a hockey mask. I don't know any regulation hockey mask that looks like that. But then again, they didn't really make hockey masks that look like the original Casey Jones either.
Well, no, here. I got a good analogy. It's like going from Kane from the WWE's regular mask and getting the welding mask on him instead.
The welding... Oh. See? Yeah. It looks... I mean, I thought you got to go, like, it's like going from, like, Kane with the original mask to, like, corporate Kane.
Okay, that works too.
Okay.
And also at 2:30 on Monday, Kyle Herbert's going to be doing another panel where he's going to be doing video game voice acting, because he's also not only the voice of a bunch of DBZ characters, he's the voice of Ryu from Street Fighter.
Mm.
So
he's just going to be like,
yeah, it's like when you go to sound tests and then you just play all those sounds for like half an hour.
Well, reading the description here, it's like volunteers from the audience will be selected to do fight reaction, power up yells, and death.
Oh, screams. There you go.
No, no.
What's he doing?
I'm making sounds. Here's how you do anime sounds. Nandesuka. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be the beginning.
I'm not even gonna ask, but you know,
that's... ask him to say that thing that he, whenever they do like the hurricane kick, like if he can slow that down and just like actually pronounce it for you.
I want some waka kaka
turkin. It's a buddy run.
All right, well, we run a little long on the first part. I know you guys want to get to the good stuff, and so we're going to go ahead and leave you with a song called Girls by the Brothers Grimm, who are going to be at Comic Palooza.
It's not Girls by Van Halen?
Or Girls by Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah, the Girls by Beastie Boys that I just stuck in my head now.
Sorry. No, it's actually, the song is really cool. It samples NXS. So,
ooh,
you can find them at facebook.com/Brothers Grimm. Grymn. And we'll be right back with Booker T after this.
Type.
So that was Girls by the Brothers Grimm. You can hear them at Comic Palooza playing live. With us tonight, it's a complete honor to have a living legend on the show with us. He's a WWE Hall of Famer. He's a WWE Grand Slam champion and the last WCW Triple Crown winner, WWE's own Booker T. Hello, Booker T.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just recording and actually a little nervous. So,
hey, man, you don't have to be nervous around me, man. Just take a deep breath and let's get this thing done, man. It's all about making the people happy right now.
Well, right. Well, we'll start off fast, Sean. What'd you want to ask him?
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I just want to give big compliments on the Sentence to Greatness documentary that they showed on the WWE Network. That was a great story, you know, super happy ending. My question was, how much more stuff do you think they had filmed? And did they have to really cut anything?
Oh, man, I'm sure they cut out about 8 hours. And they were following me around, for a few days, man. They got so much footage. I'm sure you're going to see a second part of it come out on the network sooner or later. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they got the DVD that they're going to have to put out soon as well, the 10-disc CD. it was really actually cool, doing it. I had a lot of apprehensions about actually putting myself out there like that, but they really did a great job as far as putting the story together for the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was going to be my second question, actually, is the possibility of a DVD. But I think I'd vote for it. I'd pay for a 10-disc DVD set, 20-disc if I had to.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Everybody always asks the question, man, when are you going to do a DVD on Booker T? I'm in no big hurry for the DVD to come out for me, actually, because I always look at stuff like that. It's like money in the bank. You don't want to cash in on it too early,
Yes.
So, I'm just going to sit back and wait. I know it's something that's going to happen just like the Hall of Fame happened for me. And, I always win by attrition. That's my thing.
And I guess the last little thing I wanted to ask about that was, how fun was it to come back to Houston with the film crew in tow? Did you get to kind of show many kind of places that only you knew about that you want to kind of give a shout out to Houston, wise?
Yeah, I never really have left, Houston. Now, this is my hood. This is where I grew up. Even the neighborhood that I grew up in, I still visit the neighborhood all the time. I got people that still, stay in the hood, So I mean, actually have the film crew actually go through, my old neighborhood, actually visit my old house, see some of the people I'm still in the neighborhood that's, been cheering for me to make it for all these years, So, Houston's my city, and I represent it to the fullest. And it's going to be like that till they put me 6 feet under.
Yeah, well, I mean, growing up, I watched WCW a little bit more than WWE right before the Attitude Era and everything. And, I mean, you were my hero, and I didn't know that you were from Houston. And when I found out, it just blew my mind because I'm from this area. I've been here all my life, too,
Yeah, that's the cool part, man. A lot of people walk through this thing and really not – pay attention to the walk and the journey. But for myself, I always knew who I was representing. I always knew it was a lot of people out there that looked up to me and, from several, different perspectives. And I just felt like I was a role model and I had to go out there and, be a certain type of guy. I've made my mistakes. I've made my slips, but I've always tried to atone for them. And that's what Booker T has been about for the last 25 years I've been in this business. 25 Ooh, years, man.
That's a while, yeah.
And I'm still here. I'm still doing my thing.
Now, we want to move on. You have Reality Wrestling. I actually went to Night of Legends. That was my first time there. Sean and I are big wrestling fans. He couldn't go, and it had already sold out. And Sean was like, here's take my tickets. I don't want you to miss this opportunity. I was blown away. It was a great show. You guys are going to have a show out for Comic Palooza as well, too, right?
Yeah, we're going to be out there the 23rd, 24th, and Saturday and Sunday, big shows. I'll be out there actually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday signing a new comic book. But that's another story. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. but definitely Reality of Wrestling, man, is the flagship of Texas wrestling. We take a lot of pride in our show and our – our event every month. We go out there and try to put on a great show for the fans to keep coming back and watching on a regular basis. You know, Paul Bosch did it for many, many years here in the city, and now I feel like I'm walking in Paul's footsteps, and it's my job, it's my duty to go out there and pretty much do the same thing. And we're having a whole lot of fun. It's all about the production. We try to give the fans a total professional show from top to bottom, as well as the television product. We try to make it, you know, as big as we possibly can from our budget that we're working with. We still need sponsors. We're looking for sponsors out there. So,
yeah.
Got any sponsors out there listening to the show, make sure you get in touch with Reality of Wrestling. Cindy Arzola will be hollering at you on that. But that's another story. I tell you, Reality of Wrestling is moving up. We got some great talent. Those guys go out there and they bust their tail each and every month. And they don't do it for the money or anything like that, at least not at this level. It's about the love. It's about the journey. It's about the camaraderie. It's about being a part of something.
And I was really impressed how you're bringing other like independent promotions to mingle with Reality Wrestling. I think Wildcat was there at the Night of Legends. And then, of course,
Working with Wildcat as well as working with the Pro Wrestling Syndicate guys. Mm-hmm. I really think it's the way to go. You know, I mean, promoters always try to, you know, barricade their product, you know, and I can understand if it was WWE, like the WWE, it may be different. But right now, I feel like the independent world is on fire. And I think the more that we work together and give the fans, you know, a different flavor each and every month, you know what I mean? Because I don't just like vanilla. You know, I like chocolate. I like strawberry. You know what I mean? I like a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? So for us, that's what it's like. You know, getting a chance to see the Wildcat guys, it's like a different appetizer. Getting a chance to see the PWS guys, it's like getting steak instead of fish. You know what I mean? So as well as they get a chance to get the fish as well with the Reality of Wrestling guys, you know. So I say it's a fiesta, baby, down here. We're having a whole lot of fun trying to create the right recipe.
Now, I know Mysterious Q, who just lost his title. He was a heavyweight champion, and he's been around. He's been in a lot of other promotions. Do you have a lockdown on him for ROW?
You know, I got a lockdown on all my guys.
Okay, good.
Honestly, Reality of Wrestling, we are a self-contained unit. Not that our guys can't go out there and wrestle in other promotions, but the promotions have to be reputable. They have to be something that I feel like is a right fit for the guys. You know, these guys, this is their livelihood. They can go out there and blow it all in one night. And I just don't want them working for someone who really, is not doing it the right way. Trying to let these guys know, you know, how to make it in the business from the beginning. Those small little bitty lessons, you know, like what it takes to make it in the locker room, let alone what it takes to make it in the ring. Because if you can't make it in the locker room, you have no chance of making it in the ring, you know. So I'm just trying to teach guys like Mysterious Q, a guy who's been around, like you say, for quite some time, working with a lot of small independent companies. But now he's got a family, he's got a home, he's got a place that he can build and actually put his due diligence in and see if it works out, if he got the tools, if he's got what it takes to make it to the big time. And I think that's what it's all about.
Now, going back to Paul Bosch, I heard a rumor that you actually wear something with Paul Bosch's on you.
Yeah, heck yeah, I wear the ring of Paul Bosch. You know, me and Paul Bosch, you know, we are connected in spirit through that ring, you know what I mean? And I really feel like he's watching over me as far as my walk through this journey. I was a great admirer of Paul Bosch as a kid growing up, not ever seeing that side of life. But now, walking in his footsteps, it means a whole lot for me to actually be that guy and give these guys, these young guys, young girls, something to be a part of, just like Paul Bosch did once upon a time. He saves a lot of kids, saves a lot of lives. And if I could be remembered to be half the man that Paul Bosch was, it would be a great thing. Yeah, I got the ring about 8 years ago, and it's been a blessing ever since.
Now, for our listeners, if you don't know who Paul Bosch is, go do some research. One of Houston's greatest wrestling promoters.
One of the Houston's greatest promoters, but one of Houston's greatest people of all time. You're never going to hear a bad word said about Paul Bosch.
That too. going back to the Comic Palooza appearance, what matches can we expect to see? Are you going to be gearing up?
Oh man, you know, matches. You know, I can't give them all away because it's gonna be a 2-day shoot. Reality of Wrestling is gonna be out there filming for 2 days. All the stars of Reality of Wrestling will be there. Fala Ba, he will be there. Mysterious Q will be there. The Heavenly Bodies will be there. You know, the Rock Star. You know, he'll be there. You know, as well as you know, Rex Andrews. I mean, everybody on the roster is on call. Everybody got their stethoscope. Everybody's got their hard hat. Everybody's on call. Everybody's got their beeper, you know, and when it go off, even though we don't have beepers anymore, you know what I mean? They got their beepers on and they know they're going to be on call for Comic Palooza. It's going to be a big show. This is our WrestleMania. We're going to brand that thing. We're going to bring all the lights and, you know, special effects out and really don't have, you know, do it at all. We're going to really go out there and go all out at Comic Palooza so fast. If you have not seen a Reality of Wrestling show, come out to Comic Palooza and be a part of something special. Be a part of the flagship of Texas Wrestling. And take us to the next level. We need you, actually.
I'm there. And you know, we've had Brad on the show before, the color commentator.
Yes.
Great guy and everything. I mean, he's so super supportive of what Reality Wrestling does. And, you know, on behalf of Space City Nerd, we support you guys, like, as much as we can, as too.
Exactly. Hey, man. And I'm going to make that next show if I can.
Hey, man, like I say, we appreciate it, man. The word is strong. Reality of Wrestling is getting bigger and bigger each and every time we go out there. And I really, this year, I've been telling everybody this year we're going to do something really, really big. You know, and it's not Comic Palooza. Comic Palooza is going to be big. It's not the Humble Show that we got coming up the following month. When is that? August. In August. It's not that show. It's going to be something even bigger than that. Reality of Wrestling this year is going to be our breakout year to put ourselves on the map and put ourselves on a global stage. And I'm really excited about it.
We can't wait either. And then before we leave, one more note for Comic Palooza, you're premiering your own comic book.
Yeah, man. G.I. Bro is making his big return. To the big screen, actually. You know, I'm excited about that, man. My comic book's coming out. G.I. Bro, my first character that I was when I first got into professional wrestling. Scott Casey, Cowboy Scott Casey, is the one who gave me that name. My mentor, a guy who taught me so much about this business. Now I'm actually being able to bring G.I. Bro to life. You know, my stories that I've had in my head for so many years, you know, the Shaw Brothers Productions library is stuck in my head. And now I'm able to put myself in those same positions. You know, I was a big, huge James Bond fan, and now G.I. Bro can play out those scenes. It's going to be total fiction. It's going to be a totally fictional book. No real stories or anything. I've been asked, is it going to be any real life stories or anything like that? No. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to take you on a ride. It's going to be a bi-monthly comic book that comes out that continues on forevermore. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to G.I. Bro. The adventures.
Is it debuting at Comic Palooza, or is it just going to be
debuting at Comic Palooza on the 22nd?
So there you go.
Come out there and get you a signed copy, and I'll take a picture with Booker T, shake a hand, whatnot, and pick up a comic book, man. It's going to be on, man. Follow G.I. Bro, man, and get on board with this thing, because I think it's something that's really, really cool. I think it's something that I think the fans are going to really, really enjoy. And for me to be able to cross over into the comic book world is really, really awesome. I've been loving this since I was a kid. I've been drawing comics since I was a kid. Actually did a piece for Headlock Comics. If you guys get a chance, check out their latest episode, Headlock Comics. Booker T actually drew a piece for Headlock Comics. That's how deep I am off into this stuff. You know what I mean? So this is not just something that I just picked up for fans to know. It's not something I just picked up just for an extra, you know, a dollar or anything like this. I really have a lot of love for the comic book world.
Oh, that's awesome. And congratulations on, you know, having all your dreams come true. That's
I got a question about
these are dreams that I never had, man. These are dreams that I'm making happen, you know, as we go along, you know, and I tell people, you know, never, you know, think you have that glass ceiling, you know what I mean? Never think that you cannot do something. Put yourself in a position to do anything that you want to do in life and work it. And I'm so blessed to be where I am today.
Yeah, no, it's, we never thought we'd have you on the show, so there you go.
Hey, man, anything's possible.
Yeah, so remember, follow Reality Wrestling on Twitter at, I think it's ROW Official.
Yeah, what is it? The Official.
Oh, The Official.
ROW.
Excuse me, sir.
And on Instagram as well, and you can follow Booker T on Twitter at BookerT5X, as well as just on realityofwrestling.com as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Booker, for being on here with us. As, like I said, it's a total honor. You know, you were one of my wrestling heroes growing up. So remember to check out Reality Wrestling at Comic Palooza on the 23rd and 24th. I know we're going to be there.
And definitely, like I said, on Friday, I will be out there signing autographs at 5 p.m. So get out there and hang out with me. Get the comic book, G.I. Bro, America's Greatest Hero. And I appreciate you guys.
We'll do that. Well, we're going to leave you guys with Dangerous by Big Data, another one of Comic Palooza's musical guests. And we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
says Dangerous by Big Data. You can catch them at Comic Palooza. I made the mistake of not checking when they're going to be on, but we will have that on the podcast post. We just ended with Booker T. Now we have another superstar of... You don't wrestle, right?
I don't wrestle. Only, my wrestling days are over. Just wrestled my brother, broke his collarbone, wrestling. I retired.
Well, you know him from Comic Book Men. We have Ming Chen on here with us. It's a pleasure to have you. Honor as well.
What's going on, everybody?
It's been a year since we've talked to you. Wow.
Yeah, a long year. But, my only hope after I saw you last time was that I would see and talk to you guys again. And here we are back. This is how I know life is good. I'm still talking to you guys.
Oh, you.
So you're in Houston already, aren't you?
I am. Comic Palooza, May 22nd to the 25th. Doesn't kick off till Friday, but I couldn't wait to get here. I literally could not wait to get to Houston. So I'm here 3 days early. That's how much I love Comic Palooza.
What'd you do today? Like,
it's been insane. So I landed about 10:30, and my family down here. My cousin lives down here.
Oh,
and
nice.
We went to a Vietnamese noodle place, a pho place in Bel Air. And
place to get pho.
Yeah, that's a place called Pho Ben, which if you're local to the area, is one of the best places. I'm really into coffee and lattes, so I went to another place a friend owns called Greenway Coffee and Tea. Skipped over to the Galleria to buy a gift card, and now I'm at a place called Pax Americana, another one of Houston's gems, and I'm peeking into the Rockets game. Like, I mean, I literally, I'm sitting at a table with a bunch of my friends that I met at Comic Palooza last year. Like, I mean, I literally just got here, and I've packed in more than people pack in a week. Like, I really love this town.
Yeah, you came at a good time with the conference finals going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
It, Go Rockets is championship city. I mean, they've already had a Ming here, Yao Ming, so, they're welcoming another.
I mean, are you Vietnamese?
I'm Chinese.
Are you Chinese? Okay, just because you mentioned pho earlier.
Oh, yeah, I eat any cuisine, so it doesn't, like Vietnamese, Korean, Russian, Kazakhstani, like, I'll eat it.
Maybe if you have time, we'll bring you down to the Clear Lake area. There's actually a craft pub that is, like, Vietnamese cuisine.
That's amazing.
Oh, it is. Oh.
I'm all in.
So,
I thought you were gonna say we had like a Kazakh restaurant down here, and so we were like, "What? Where is that?"
And what is Russian cuisine other than
Russian?
Vodka?
Like goulash, and I don't know. If
that's okay.
But, pierogies are part Russian.
Borscht.
Yeah, I need to open up my Russian cuisine.
Yes, exactly. Russian cuisine. Exactly. It's whatever the Black Widow would eat. That's Russian cuisine.
That whatever. So. On the show, on Comic Book Men, we always see you working inside the shop and everything. But further than that, for VSQ, you're the webmaster, right?
I am. I actually got the job with Kevin. I just for fun and because I was really bored, right after the movie Clerks came out, I created a fan site. And what I did was I took the Clerks Laserdisc, which had a whole bunch of special edition content on it. Mm-hmm. Which was rare back then. They didn't have DVDs, special features back in 1995. I stole all the stuff from the Laserdisc, put it online. Nowadays, if you do that, a company will send you a cease and desist. But Kevin, always looking ahead, instead of doing that, he hires the guy who stole all that content and put it online. And I've been working with them ever since. In addition to being at the store, I do all of Kevin's graphic design. I run all his websites. I podcast now on a Smodcast network. The TV thing for all four of us has just been kind of falling ass backwards into something. I am not an actor. I had no aspirations of being in reality TV. None of that. So it just kind of worked out that way. It's crazy.
What kind of crazy computer did you have back in 95 that you were able to rip laser discs?
I was lucky enough to go to the University of Michigan, and they had Apple sponsorships, and more importantly, they had money. So they had these crazy rigs where you could create whatever you wanted. So I give full credit to the University of Michigan for going above and beyond what most normal college kids get as a computer setup. And I was able to, yeah, I was actually able to rip LaserDiscs. And, you know, had they not had that, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now.
So you're like the hacker that gets hired by the government to do, like, internet security?
Yes, white hat hackers, I believe those are called. Yeah. I'm a white hat.
Were you inspired by the movie Hackers in any way to be like,
only by Angelina Jolie. The other guys sucked. So yeah, Johnny Lee Miller and yeah, those other guys. Yeah, Angelina was pretty hot in that movie.
Oh yeah.
You know, I still wish like viruses actually happened like they happened in that movie.
Back then, any movie about hacking the internet, it was like they would always point a camera like you could watch them hacking. Which was nowhere near possible back then.
I know, and where you have like the Cookie Monster virus and the Pac-Man virus.
Right,
an awesome boot up screen. My favorite scene in that movie was when they were like reading out the specs of the laptop. They're like 28.8 baud modem.
Yeah,
they were
like, what are you talking about? Yeah, they did the same thing in Mission Impossible. Like, I want an x86 processor. Like Ving Rhames is listing his wish list, and I'm like, it's pure gibberish. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like x86 with a dual RISC processor. I'm like, what are you? No, that doesn't
exist.
Real
thing.
You're just making stuff up now. But yeah, that's.
Well, it's like CSI or like special victim units and all that. They do the same thing when they spit out all that jargon and have no idea what they're talking about.
That's what's great about being a geek. Like, you know what they're saying is garbage, you know, and you have to call them out on it. That's half the fun of being a geek. It's great.
Well, there's
go ahead, Ryan.
I was gonna say there's an episode of NCIS where the murderer hid like his secret files behind Prince of Persia, and they had to beat all levels of Prince of Persia, and the Xbox unlocked all the Excel files.
Which is so weird. Like, people think, wow, that's so awesome, but they did the same thing in a 1986 movie called Cloak and Dagger with Henry Elliott and Dabney Coleman. It was an Atari cartridge. Where if you
reach
a certain level,
yeah,
it would unlock nuclear missile secrets.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, that's not a new concept. And
yeah,
that's a great movie, by the way.
Cloak and Dagger?
Cloak and Dagger. Look it up.
Mm-hmm. So for April Fool's this year, we did an episode set completely in 1999. Like, we did our research for about an hour before the show, what was hot, you know, the technology.
Yes.
And as someone that, you know, was already on the internet, if this were 1999 right now, what would you be excited for?
Oh, man. What would I would be excited for cell phones. I think 99 was the first year I got a cell phone. You know, one of those big brick Zach Morris phones I got back then. You know, I think I was I was excited for, like, Windows 2000, I think was like a big deal. And, like, you know, that... you know, actually, the iPod had was going to hit in about 2 years in 2001. Digital, you know, MP3s. The stupid things like that. Those were, and let's see, I guess episode one, I would have been.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Way into,
yeah.
It was a strange time, the late 90s.
We looked at it and we're like, man, this was like a really great year for pop culture. Not only that, like, the music that was coming out was just like the stuff that, you know, is a staple now. Like, you forget about all the rest of the 90s, and it's just 1999 had the biggest hits and the biggest video games too.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know, I would have been all over like the Gin Blossoms and like the Spin Doctors.
Oh, Gin Blossoms!
Remember the Gin Blossoms? Like, that sappy ass music, but I loved it. I still love it.
Yeah. So and then moving on for like a more serious note, you know, you mentioned that you're on the Smodcast and they have like tons of episodes, and I know you get invited to a lot of podcasts like what we're doing tonight. Have you seen a boom in like the podcast community within like the last 2 years?
Oh, for sure. I'll give you an example. You know, Kevin kind of pioneered that. He started his first podcast in 2007. The first Smodcast was recorded in 2007. Mm-hmm. And then around 2009, our whole network took off. Tom, Steve, Dave started. I think, you know, Kevin and Jay started doing Jay's Sound Bob Get Old. And, you know, it got to the point, you know, he was recording on the West Coast. He called me. I was like, hey, you guys should start some East Coast podcasts. So, you know, we started I Sell Comics. We did a morning show out here. We have a much loved but no longer existing hockey podcast called Puck Nuts. And, you know, for a while... Yeah, for a while it was just kind of us. And you know what I love is it's podcasting is literally something anybody can do. It's, you know, you go out, you buy a couple microphones, you can record right to your laptop, upload to a service called like Libsyn or Podbean or you know, or any of those. And now what I love is people are hitting me on Twitter and Facebook asking for podcasting advice. They want to start their own pods. At cons like Comicpalooza, I will have people coming up to our table with armed with recorders. It's like, hey, can I see a couple questions for my podcast? You know, at first, maybe, you know, as early as last year, you know, maybe one or two per con. Now it's like 5, 10, you know, a lot of people. And I noticed even what I love about Comicpalooza this year is they're embracing podcasting. They put out a call for to invite podcasters to come to the con and you know, set up and do their thing. I love that. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, we'll be there at Saturday, like from 1 to 2.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, if you're coming, if you're listening to this, you have a podcast, I'll answer whatever you want for 5 minutes. You know, come bring your recorder. If you think whatever I have to say can add anything to your pod, then by all means, I'm all for, you know, as a fellow podcaster, I know what it's, you know, how not how hard it is, but how fun it is to get, you know, different content.
Yeah.
and you know, and have different guests and switch it up.
And you know, just like Ming Chen, we're pretty big stars ourselves, and we offer the same thing too, you know.
it's just such a great thing. I remember growing up, all I want, you know, I had heard that you could go to Radio Shack and you could buy an FM transmitter.
Oh yeah.
And it was, you know, something that way out of my price range, but the fact that you could do it, and you know, I heard the rule was. The FCC rule was if you broadcast within a 1 mile radius, it was legal. You didn't need licenses. Like mm-hmm. anybody could do that. And back then I was like, wow, man, I could start my own like 24 hour Led Zeppelin station. Like how awesome would that be? But you know, I think this transmitter was like $500. It was way, you know, I was in high school, it was way out of my price range. So it was just a dream. And then I think, I can't remember what year it is. I think around 99, a little movie came out starring Christian Slater and Samantha Mathis called Pump Up the Volume. And it was about a high school kid starts his own pirate radio station. And, you know, he becomes a sensation of the town. And it gets to a point where the FCC comes down and actually arrests him for having a pirate radio station, inciting the kids to be themselves. And the last scene in the movie, you know, he grabs a mic and he tells everybody, he's like, you know, he's like, everybody grab a mic. CC airwaves, you know, say whatever you want, you know, the air is yours, take it, it's free. And that was 1999. It's cool, like about 20 years later, that's what we're doing as podcasters, mm-hmm. is seizing the air and saying whatever we want and putting it out there. Like we, you know, that message still rang true.
No, I agree too. It's just like, you know, we started ours maybe like 3 years ago. We were kind of goofing off, and I mean Sean and I, like, I think we did it kind of irregularly.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden we started adding Ryan, and we're like, hey, this is fun. We actually miss, like, podcasting when we don't do it for a week.
I know, you and me both. Like, I feel, I get made fun of. I do 3 weeks, sometimes four. And the other two guys on Comic Book Man, Brian Johnson and Walt Flanagan, they do one a week called Tell 'em Steve Dave. It's a great podcast, but they're always making fun of me. It's like, you're always podcasting, you're always podcasting. You know what? I'm always podcasting because I love it. I love it. It's so like much fun.
It's like a drug.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, you know, it's great. You know, do I always have something awesome and interesting to say? No, but I might have a co-host or a couple of co-hosts who do, and you know, we can feed off that. It's great, and even you know the. Back then when they had the radio, when it was just terrestrial radio, there were no podcasts. Even the guys who had their own shows, they were so constrained to rules, what you can say, what you can't say, what you have to say at this part of the hour. You know, you have to do this ad, you have to do this. There's so many rules, like podcasting threw all that out the window. There are no rules.
Exactly.
You do it however you want. You know, you can be yourself. And you do it for fun. You don't need... There's no one over you telling you what you can and can't do. It's great.
And like, yeah, I mean, and then you can cross promote so many topics. Like we have a comic book guy on our show and we're going to be talking about BDSM in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
That's quite a crossover. That's awesome. But, I mean, the thing is, there's always something going on. You know, there's always an opinion on something, you know, whether it be the Avengers Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. Or you know, some dude messing up and getting arrested. It's you know, there's always something to talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, we that was kind of the serious part. Let's get to the fun part again, because I know last year we discovered that you enjoy craft beer.
I do,
and we are craft beer drinkers as well. I did send you a message and I never got an answer, but I needed to know what was your favorite type of beer.
My favorite type, it took me a while to acquire, but I think I really love IPAs now. I think IPA, it took a little while to get, you know, the first time, a couple times I had, I was like, wow, this is really bitter aftertaste. Like, I didn't get it at first. And then, you know, after the, like, maybe the fourth or fifth one, I was like, wait a minute, this, you know, I got the flavors. I really like flavor. I like bold flavors. I drink my coffee. I like dark roast. Mm-hmm. Like, anything with a really bold flavor. And, you know, to me, the IPAs are definitely it.
Yeah, and that's I think the only thing I drink. Ryan, I got him onto IPAs, and that's all he drinks. And
I like Scotch ales as well. I've been trying to find my favorite Scotch ale.
And then Sean,
it's like you'll never get me over to the IPA camp. I'm I'm over here in Hefeweizen country.
You like your bananas?
I like my bananas, and I like my oranges.
I actually did. I had a banana bread beer in Chicago not too long ago. It was amazing. Ooh. I wish I could remember who did it, but it was great. I think I'm just really a fan of anything with variety, whether it be craft beers, wines, food, you know, podcasts, movies, like anything with variety, anything where I can go and, you know, try different versions of. And comic books. That's why I love comic books so much too.
There's
just variety.
So what would something be that wouldn't have variety that you couldn't stand?
Jeez, you know, like white bread. I mean, anything American, really. it seems most of the anything, you know, geared toward the American palate is just so bland and boring. So,
you heard it here. Ming Chen hates America.
Oh,
yeah, no, and you know, I try not to, but no, I love America. Come on. But well, here's the thing: I love America and every other country too. That's more of a true statement.
Okay.
You know what you should do, because you're such a diverse palate with everything? You should start on one of your podcasts. You could be like, well, this comic book goes great with this beer.
Oh, beer comic book pairing. That's not a bad idea.
Yep. Ryan, we were working on that.
That was a great idea. Like, you know, reading a Batman, like, you definitely got to drink something like a dark IPA. Perfect.
At the party,
something that
we
makes
actually,
you scowl as you drink it.
No, at the party last time we had we had a drink called the Dark Knight, and it was a Guinness stout that you would put a shot of Jaeger into.
That sounds evil. Interesting. I won't say it's awful. It sounds interesting for sure.
But it's dark, you know. That's the point.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the night, Batman.
Well, what was it they said? If you had to like kind of spit it out, then you'd call it the Dark Knight Rises.
That's good.
Oh man. So are you gonna stop by the party on Saturday?
Yes, absolutely I will.
Awesome. We're excited.
If you're coming to conclude, you'll see me all over. There are multiple after parties, which is I always laugh at people who are like, wow, you're going to the con, how is the con? Like, the con's great, the con's a con. But the real con is after the con, at all the parties. Whether you're at the hotel bar, or you're in somebody's hotel suite, or you know, one of these set up after parties, or I don't know if you guys were there, or you were there. We always end up at a place called Neil's Bar,
which is
around the corner from the convention center. It's my now buddy Neil set up a geek bar right by the convention center where there are racks of comic books you can read. He's got amazing beer on draft. He's got cool cocktails. One of them's called the Emperor Palpatine. He's got Star Wars toys strewn everywhere, and there's the Simpsons on loop.
Yeah, that's where we were last year, and that's where we're going to be this year too.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I mean, if you really need to find me, I will be at Neil's bar after the con every night.
Neil's bar
is
our favorite place too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a dude outside grilling tacos to order.
Oh, Pablo.
Yeah.
Pablo. I mean, it's literally. one of the funnest bars I've ever been to.
This one's going to be crazy, though, because Saturday night, the conference finals are coming to Houston.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to just be an explosion of people.
It's going to be amazing.
Also, I think all the Kenny Chesney fans, because he's having a concert right next to Neil's.
That's right, so it's just going to be a whole like
variety of people. There you go.
Again, with the variety, you know I love it, so that's going to be great.
Well, thanks again, Ming, for joining us. You know, I can't wait to hang out with you again this weekend. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anyone listening to this, come to Comic Palooza. It's bar none, one of my favorite cons in the country. And I've already been – this will be con number 8 for me this year. So, and I think I did 16 last year. And, you know, Comic Palooza is definitely at the top of the list.
Nice. Oh, well, man. Awesome. And then if people want to follow you on Twitter, it's MingChen37.
That's
also, right.
MingChen37. Same thing on Instagram and on Facebook. Just search MingChen Comic Book Men.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play the song, and then we'll be right back after this.
What are you doing on Memorial Day weekend? Well, forget that, because Comic Palooza 2015 is almost here. At Comic Palooza, you'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. Hear super cool musical acts. Experience crazed cosplay events. Rowdy professional wrestlers. Raucous roller derby girls. Literally thousands of hours of programming and so much more. Celebrity guests appearing at Comic Palooza this year include Jeremy Renner. That's right, Hawkeye from the Avengers. Stars of the hit Fox series Gotham. Star Trek's George Takei. Oh my. The Fonz himself, Henry Winkler. Ayy. Comic book superstar Stan the Man Lee. And of course me, Kyle Hebert, that anime and video game voice actor guy. Follow Comic Palooza on social media, on Twitter, at Comic Palooza, Instagram, at Houston Comic Palooza, and like us on Facebook to keep up with amazing guest announcements as they happen. Remember, Comic Palooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd to 25th. Get your passes today. Head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.
And just because this is the last hype episode for Comic Palooza.
Get hype!
We just kind of want to reiterate, you know, with a longer commercial. Really cool. We're going to be there, of course, all 4 days. We will be having a show on the con floor as soon as we figure out exactly where we're going to be. You know, we're going to blast that on our Facebook page, our Twitter and stuff. And we hope to have you guys come out and support us there. Like I said, we do have some really cool guest store, like, in line. What else? Oh, yeah, the parties. We turned BetaCon into real life kind of thingy.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag BetaCon is real. BetaCon has always been real, you guys.
Yes.
It's just that we got screwed over by Will Zard.
It was all a clever ruse.
No, it's not.
No, it's not a ruse. No, it was never a scam. It was going to happen on the moon.
But Will Zard screwed us over.
So on Friday, we're going to have Crunkwitch out there. That we've played some of their music before. Amazing band. And also Josh Crow is going to be out. And then Saturday, we're going to have Johnny Hackenslash, DJ Angelis, who, if you were there for the DJ set last week, it was last year, it was amazing. We also have an awesome costume contest. We encourage dressing up in cosplay costume. We also have, check out Neil's Bar on their Facebook page. They're actually selling VIP room slots. I don't know if they're full or not. We also are giving away golden tickets to guarantee entry into the party, because last year, if you weren't there early, you kind of had to wait for like 45 minutes to get in because we packed this thing up. What else are we doing on Saturday? Man, I've been full of like trip ups today.
By the way, Rex is here. Yay, Rex.
Yeah, I am here. Oh. I got home from work finally. I missed all the good stuff, but I'm here now.
I'm so glad he missed the good stuff. He just ruins it.
Aww.
Oh, spaghetti.
But no, that's going to happen this weekend. Of course, if you see us on the con floor, say hello to us. We always like to mingle with people. Ryan, Rex, any other closing thoughts?
Jessica. excited. Yeah. It's one of the times of year we're looking forward to, and yeah.
Pretty much that. I was like standing around at work today being bored out of my mind, and it like really hit me that Comic Palooza is happening like in a couple of days, and I got really excited, and it gave me like just enough of a burst of energy to like be productive for about 30 minutes before realizing, oh hey, I have about 20 more hours left of work before Comic Palooza, and then I got sad again.
And also thank you very much for everybody listening to us. I mean, the fact that you guys support us every week has given us the opportunity to have like people like Booker T and Ming Chen on our show and stuff. You know, we strive ourselves to bring quality programming. Quality?
Yeah.
Question mark programming?
Yeah. Quality. We also had Henry Winkler, but we kept all we did was, hey, and then he got us.
Actually, no, he called, and as soon as he answered, Ryan goes, hey, and then he hung up.
No. And then Left Shark came in and, like, you know, did something. And...
But no, thanks so much for supporting us. You know, this is why we do this, is to keep everybody, you know, smiling and having a good time. And that's why we do the parties on the weekends as well. So come on out to Neil's Bar on Saturday and on Friday as well. Come out to Comic Palooza, hang out with us. And remember, you can save, I think you can still save a couple of dollars off of your thing using the code Houston Nerds Unite 2015. Mm-hmm. From myself, Ryan, Rex, and Sean, good night, Space City.
Night. You're the best. All right.